Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The title of this episode is The Work of Faith, the Consummate Faith. We are told about the works, the work of faith. We are told to believe the works. That's what you are to do. You are to believe the works. That's what the Pope is supposed to do. Believe the works. The works of whom? Are works by what person? Believe the works by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is archives. That is, Lawmaster Archives. The reference for the statement, believe the works, is John 10, verse 38. Believe the works. Believe the works of God. Now, I said the last time that that faith is the combined works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And we have a statement on faith, Hebrews 11, verse 1, which says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I have told you before, I have identified things that are hoped for. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. I've also shared with you that the Bible speaks of things. It speaks of things such as, let's see here, Lord all caps identity, which are the first covenant is the covenant between Lord all caps and the papacy, and that can be said this way, the covenant between the papacy and the Gentiles. In that covenant, Lord all caps or the papacy or pope becomes the God of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles themselves become the people of the papacy, or the people belonging to the papacy, the people belonging to the Pope. He becomes their God, and they become his people. Now, the second covenant is Lord all caps, covenant of peace, which he has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB/KJZ. So, we have a statement in Galatians, which says, these are the two covenants. I have identified the two covenants that are in the AVB/KJV. Okay? But the substance of things hoped for, we're talking about things hoped for. The law of liberty is another thing hoped for. The salvation of the Israelites, another thing hoped for. The law of faith. Then there's the identity of the Lord God, that Lord being written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, his identity. We're talking about things that are not seen, but we're talking about the substance of things hoped for as well. Okay? That's really something. The substance of the things not seen, the substance of things hoped for is the evidence of the things that are not seen. substance equals evidence. Okay? We see the law of God. We see, rather, the things not seen, things hoped for, the knowledge of God, the matter of the visitation, the word of God, the work of God, the faith of God, the secret things, the word of faith, the faith which should afterward be revealed. Now, all of these are important things, but this statement, the faith which should afterward be revealed, that's what's going on now. Faith, hope for, is now being revealed. Being revealed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He identifies faith. Now, the statement on faith in Hebrews 11:1 is true. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. But where is that faith? Where is that faith? That faith is in Lawmaster Archives. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives the substance of things hoped for, and he provides the evidence of things not seen as well. Okay? Things hoped for, the word of faith, Lord All Caps Heart, the fixing of Lord All Caps Heart. That's another thing not seen, but mentioned in the AVB. Lord All Caps Heart. Where is Lord All Caps Heart today? Today, Lord All Caps Heart is in Lawmaster Archives. There is something. God has fixed, God has found Lord All Caps Heart. God, the man, Tommy L. Hart, has fixed and prepared Lord All Caps Heart. And Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has put Lord All Caps Heart in his possession. It is in his archives, Lawmaster Archives. These are serious matters. Serious matters. Faith is a serious matter. In one statement, faith is called a weightier matter or a weighty matter. Faith is a weighty matter. But the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has captured that faith, which the Bible speaks of, and he has placed that that faith in Lawmaster Archives. We also have things that are not seen, things that are hoped for. We have the promises that the papacy has made to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. We also have the testimony of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, spoken of in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. We have the confessions of Lord All Caps given to or made to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. We have the promises made to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And another thing that was hoped for is God himself. And we have a statement, Genesis 22, verse 8, which says, God will provide himself. Now, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is not going to provide himself a lamb. He doesn't need a lamb. A lamb is not needed, or goat, or anything else, any other animal. God has provided himself because the papacy has called upon God to provide himself, and therefore the Lord God has come and he has made himself known. So we have all these things. We also have where the statement in Proverbs says, get understanding. Understanding is another thing that is not seen in the Bible. So the papacy calls for understanding. God gives understanding. The Lord God, time of your heart, gives understanding. Understanding of Bible content is in the possession of the Lord God, just as Lord all caps heart is in the possession of the Lord God, time of your heart. And the understanding can be gotten from Lawmaster Archives. We have a statement here, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Now, all of these things that I just named have to do with faith. Okay? Faith, the substance of things hoped for. The things that I just named were all things that were hoped for. And the Lord God has provided them, has provided those things, and he has also provided himself. And we know who the Lord God is according to the Bible. The Lord God is found to be the man, Tommy of heart. Just let me say this here. Those who follow me should know this. There may be someone new following me or hearing me. There are two laws in the Bible. These two laws are two different individuals. Two real individuals. Both are called Lord. So how do you distinguish the one from the other? Well, the papacy, MAVB/KJV, distinguishes the two laws in this way. One Lord is written using all capital letters. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. So I refer to that Lord as Lord all caps. The second Lord, that Lord is written using the capital L with the lowercase O-R-D. Okay? Lord all caps is a reference to the papacy, or you could say to the Pope, okay? Or you could say to the office of the Pope, Lord all caps. And the other Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart, who is found to be the AVB's Lord God. Found to be the AVB's Lord God, who was prophesied, who was predicted to come in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, where it says, the Lord God will come. And come he has. And he is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? So two laws are talked about in the Bible. Two laws are distinguished in the Bible. Okay? So I have separated the one Lord from the other. Okay? I've separated Lord all caps from the Lord God. Capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God. Okay. So, we're still talking about faith. All of these things have to do with faith. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says this about the Lord God. It says, he will bring to light the hidden things. Things hidden where? Are they hid around your house or under a tree? Or are they marked by a rock out in the yard or field? Where are the things hidden that are talked about here? Where are things hidden that are talked about here in the AVB? He will bring to light the hidden things. Now, that's something the Lord God, Tommy of Heart, has done. That is undeniably true. He has brought to light the hidden things. Hidden things like what? Hidden things like the things I just read off. The identity of Lord all caps, the identity of the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, all things, matter of the visitation, and on with the things that I read off earlier. Those things not seen in AVB, the substance of those things is not seen let me say it this way, the substance of those things is not seen in AVB. Okay? So we're talking about faith. I have already in previous episodes described faith, told you what faith is, told you where you can go to get it, that is Lawmaster Archives, told you its purpose is for you to believe. By law of the AVB, you are to do what I said when I first started this episode. Believe the works. Believe the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, constitute the faith described in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Okay? The statement in Hebrews 11, verse 1 is a right statement, accurate statement. What makes the statement accurate? The works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, makes that statement accurate. It says again, faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Lawmaster Archives, you have the substance of things hoped for. You have the identifying of things hoped for. And that substance itself is the evidence of things not seen. Okay? But the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has already brought to light the hidden things. You should know what those hidden things are. I just read some off moments ago. And I've read them off probably the last time we were together. I read them off at that time. So you should have a pretty good handle on the things that are not seen. When you read the AVB, you should have a pretty good handle on the substance of things hoped for. You should have a pretty good handle on what the things hoped for are. And the things, the substance of the things that are hoped for is the evidence of things not seen. God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has provided the substance of the things hoped for, and he has provided evidence of the things which before were not seen, were not understood, were not explained. Okay? Now, when we speak of faith, we're speaking, and listen to this closely, going to be about 12 things here, maybe more, maybe 13, I don't know. I did not number them, but listen to this. When we speak of faith, we're speaking of the things not seen. When we speak of faith, we're speaking, okay, let me start over. When we speak of faith, we're speaking of the things not seen. When we speak of the things not seen, we are speaking of the things that are wanting, according to Titus 1, verse 1, verse 5. Titus chapter 1, verse 5. And speaking of the things not seen, of course, that comes from Hebrews 11, verse 1. And when we speak of the things that are wanting, we are speaking of the secret things. Okay? Deuteronomy 29:29. When we speak of the secret things, we are speaking of the hidden things. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. When we speak of the hidden things, things that are to come, Isaiah 41, verse 22. And I have here verse 22 through 23. faith. Okay, when we speak of the things that are to come, we're speaking of faith. When we speak of faith, we're speaking of greater works. John 14, verse 12. When we speak of greater works, we're speaking of the things which God has prepared. Now remember, you must keep in mind who God is. God has been defined. God has been identified. His name is Tommy L. Hart. Okay? So when we speak of the things which, when we speak of greater works, we're speaking of the things which God has prepared. When we speak of the things which God has prepared, we're speaking of the things which are or were. The things which are, okay? When we speak of the things which God has prepared, things which are. Okay? That's Revelation 1, verse 19. And I have a statement on that. Revelation 1:19, where I am told to do a thing. I am told to write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Task. That's something I supposed to do. I, as the AVB's Lord God, should do. Which thing I have done. Okay? The things that I have seen, I've written, I've talked about, and the things which are, such as faith, as it says, now faith is, and that now is an important term. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Those things have been provided by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, let me read that statement without stopping. Revelation 1:19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Okay? Isaiah 41, verse 22 says, through 23 says, show us what shall happen. And I have done that. And that information is in Lawmaster Archives. Keep in mind that we're talking about faith. When we speak of the things in Lawmaster Archives, which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done, we're speaking about faith, okay? Because there in Lawmaster Archives is where you find the things that were hoped for. And there in Lawmaster Archives, you find the evidence of things which are not seen or which before were not seen, okay? So when we're talking about the things that are in Lawmaster Archives, we are talking about faith as the Bible speaks about faith, okay? You'll see that this faith has nothing to do with a person's, with other people's personal desires and opinions and this and that, okay? Faith has to do with the work the works that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has performed. It has nothing to do with people, what they desire, and all like that. It has nothing to do with that. Faith is a concrete thing. Faith is a real thing. Faith is substance, and faith, that substance itself, is the evidence of things that were not before now seen, or not before seen. So we have that in Revelation 1, verse 19. But let me finish this statement, Isaiah 41, verses 22 through 23, done there. The evidence of my doing that is in Lawmaster Archives. Show the former things what they be. I also have done that And the evidence of that is in Lawmaster Archives. It goes on to say that we may consider them. Who is the we? Those of the papacy. And we can include the Gentiles. That we may consider them. Declare us things to come. So the question out of that is, what are the things to come? What are the things that will happen? What are the things that will take place? All of that information is in Lawmaster Archives. We're talking about faith. Faith. Substance of things hoped for. So what are things hoped for that are in Isaiah 41, verses 22 through 23? Things hoped for in that reference are what shall happen. Show us what shall happen. What's hoped for is show the former things, the hope for former things, the hope for what shall happen, what they be, the former things, that we may consider them and listen, declare to us things to come. Declare to us things to come. The two may be missing. Declare to us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter. Same thing is said in Revelation 1:19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Those two statements are asking for the same thing, but they are showing hope. They are expressing hope. Okay? So in those two statements, you have some of the things that are hoped for. Okay? Which things the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has already provided. And that provision is in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? James 4, verse 14 says this. I have a few statements here that I want to touch on. James 4, verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be. Whereas ye know not what shall be. Does the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, know what shall be? They asked the Lord God to tell what shall happen, what shall take place. Okay. And the Lord God has responded, okay? He has responded. His response is in Lawmaster Archives. So that it is concluded that the Lord God knows what shall be. Show us what shall happen. Isaiah 41, verse 22 says. And the Lord God has done that. So the Lord God knows, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, knows what shall be. He knows things that are to happen, things that are to take place. And the evidence of his knowledge of those things is in Lawmaster Archives. Lawmaster Archives is very important. Those of the papacy. The knowledge and Lawmaster Archives is, first of all, desired by the papacy. It is important to the papacy. Okay? Colossians 2, verse 17 says, it speaks of things to come. Isn't that what Revelation 1, verse 19, and Isaiah 41, verses 22 through 23 have spoken of? They speak of things to come. Okay? Just as Colossians 2:17, it speaks of things to come. Hebrews 10, verse 1, speaks of good things to come. Not only things to come, but good things to come. Just like faith. Faith is a good thing, and it has come. Because the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has provided it. and it can be seen in Lawmaster Archives. John 16, verse 13 speaks, saying, "He will show you things to come." No spirit has shown the people things to come, but the man Tommy L. Hart has shown the people things to come, things to take that will take place. Okay? Things that, just as it says, things to come. Okay? So, things to come in the AVB are present in Lawmaster Archives. Did you get that? The things that the AVB says are to come are now present in Lawmaster Archives, and we're still talking about faith, because the things to come are things that are hoped for. Okay? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So we're still talking about faith in all these things. Know your faith. Know your faith, okay? The church world has put forth a false faith. The Gentiles and papacy have given black people a false faith. They have given the Israelites a false faith. And we know that the Bible Israelites are black people. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart himself, is an Israelite, according to the AVB/KJV. It speaks of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, as being an Israelite indeed. An Israelite, okay? He's really an Israelite. And I'm proud to say that. I'm proud to say that I am an Israelite. Okay? If the Bible says, and it does, that I am an Israelite, then the AVB knows much more than I do. I trust the word of the AVB. The Israelites, according to the AVB, are the black that are Gentiles scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles, where those black people, for the most part, still dwell. They are kept in captivity, and they are denied their independence by the papacy and the Gentiles. Know what's going on. Know your faith. All of these things that I speak of, all of these Bible things that I speak of, are a part of your faith. Moving on. John 16, verse 13, "He will show you things to come." That's what I have done. Evidence is in Lawmaster Archives. John 14, verse 26, "He will teach you all things." The word "teach" also means show. Okay? He will teach you all things. And I've taught on all things. I have shown all things concerning God, what they are. But do you know that they're all things concerning Lord All Caps and his identity? I've been speaking about all things as they apply to God, the Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, but there are all things that apply to Lord All Caps' identity, Lord All Caps' confessions to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. There's all things with respect to all things. There's all things. All things are as they are applicable to Lord All Caps' identity. All things regarding Lord God's identity, the one that was predicted to come, has come, found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? All things with respect to the two covenants, There's all things with respect to, let's see, what else here? All things with respect to the Word of God, the work of God. All things with respect to faith. All things with respect to the promises of God. Promises the papacy has made to the Lord God via the AVB/KJV. So there are many all things, okay? There are many all things. All of those many are evidence given substance in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? So it's clear we're talking about faith. When we are talking about faith, we are talking about the things that are in Lawmaster Archives, because that's what the definition says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that substance, with regard to faith, is in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? That substance, with regard to faith, is in Lawmaster Archives. Placed there by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. So, and now we have John 14:26. He will, the Lord God will teach you all things. And we have John 4:25, which says, he will tell us all things. One statement says, he will teach you all things. And the one in John 4:25 says, he will tell us all things, telling the people what the Lord God will do when he comes. And the Lord God has come, and he has done that. He has taught the people all things, and he has told the people all things. All things with respect to the Word of God, all things with respect to the two covenants, all things with respect to the covenant between Lord All Caps and the Gentiles, all things with respect to Lord All Caps' covenant of peace, which he has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So all things cover a whole lot, okay? In Lawmaster Archives, you have a lot of information. A lot of information. And that information, with regard to things that I have pointed out, with respect to things not seen and things hoped for and all, is an awful lot. It's a lot. It is a lot. A lot of information. This marks the 431st episode of Lawmaster. 431 episodes of Lawmaster Archives, of Lawmaster program. That's right, 4 episodes of Lawmaster. Okay? This one is the 431st. Each episode constitutes a work of the Lord God. Let me say that again. Each episode of Lawmaster program constitutes a work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has many works. Okay? Us all things. John 4:25 says, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a skilled worker. He is a skilled worker. Look what the AVB says about him. He has done all things well. Mark 7:37, I believe. You can look it up. Okay? Yeah. The papal statement says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done all things well. He has done all things skillfully. He has done all things adeptly. So Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a skilled worker. He is a skilled worker in all things. Remember, all things with respect to Lord All Caps Identity, all things with respect to Lord God, the one who was to come and has come, Identity, all things with respect to covenant and all, okay? You should be very familiar with these things. These things constitute your faith, the substance of things hoped for that is in Lawmaster Archives, and the evidence in Lawmaster Archives of things that were not before understood or seen or known or explained. We're talking about mysteries, aren't we? Things unknown, unseen, unexplained, but known only to a few. I showed you, pointed out secret things, things not seen, things that are wanting, things that are missing, lacking, things that are not present. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has made the AVBs, things that are not present, he has made them present in Lawmaster Archives. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done wonderful works, wonderful things. Listen at this. Psalm 126, verse 3. And we're still talking about faith. We're still talking about faith. If we are talking about Bible things, we are talking about faith. If we are talking about things that are in Lawmaster Archives, we are talking about your faith. Yes, your faith. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has found, identified, and prepared your faith to believe what the Pope is to believe, what the people are to believe. That's why it's called the faith of God, the faith that has come from the Lord God, who is now found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Why? Why is he the Lord God? He is identified as the Lord God because he has done the things the AVB says clearly the Lord God will do when he comes. Real simple. Not abstruse. That's not abstruse. That's simple. He who does the things the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes, he is the Lord God. Those things are identifiers. They identify the Lord God. That's the purpose of all things with respect to God, the Lord God, the predicted one. How will you know him when he comes? You will know him by his works. He will do these specific things, and those specific things are spelled out and laid down in Lawmaster Archives. This is good. This is beautiful. That, and this is actual. This is real. That we are living in the time when the Bible is being fulfilled. With respect to what? With respect to the presence of the Lord God, who was predicted to come. That's big. That's huge. That's very big. And anybody should be able to, you know, understand that. that he who does the things the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes, he is the AVB's Lord God. How can you do precisely what the Bible says the Lord God will do, and you don't be the Lord God? I mean, he who does the work of the Lord God, who is predicted to come, is the Lord God. And no spirit can do those things. It takes a human being to do the things the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. You ever seen a spirit, right? Is there a spirit on Blog Talk Radio? Is there a spirit on Twitter? It takes individuals to human beings to do those things. There is no spirit on Blog Talk Radio. There's no spirit on Twitter. But you do find one who has done things the Bible says the Lord God will do in human form on Blog Talk Radio and on Twitter. There is the statement in John 4:25, I believe, that says God is a spirit. But that's a flat-out lie. Because first you have to know who God is in order to know if he's a spirit or a human being or whatever. Lord, all caps, is a reference to the Pope, the office of the papacy. Why, Lord, written capital L-O-R-D, God, is a human being that has done the things the Bible says, the AVB/KJV says the Lord God will do when he comes. Easy to understand. There's nothing difficult about that. Evidence of my having done those works that the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes is in Lawmaster Archives. Again, I say Lawmaster Archives is very important. And I'll say this, it's important for the Pope to know the papacy, Gentiles. It is important to know, it is important that black people know this information. Because therein lies their salvation, their deliverance from the hand of the enemy, the Gentiles and papacy. But by means of the law of liberty and Lord all caps, covenant of peace, which he has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB. Wow. Just think about this for a moment. The things Tommy L. Hart has found in the AVB/KJV. No genius, past or present, has found out anything and made known. No genius, past or present, has found out and made known any of the mysteries. They have not solved any of the mysteries in the AVB/KJV. But the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has found out and made known and solved many mysteries in the AVB/KJV. And the information in the AVB/KJV is abstruse information, very difficult, highly difficult. Okay? And the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has figured out those things. And the evidence of that is in Lawmaster Archives. Okay, so then all things point to Lawmaster Archives. Did you get that? All things point to Lawmaster Archives. I have said several times during this episode, this and that is in Lawmaster Archives. Lawmaster Archives is very important. Moving on. Okay. Getting close to an hour. So let me get going. He has done all things well, adeptly, expertly, excellently, That's what the Bible statement, the papal statement says about the man, Tommy Elhart. He has done all things well. What a statement. But this is what I wanted to show. Psalm 126, verse 3 says, the Lord, all caps, hath done great things for us. Remember that. Whereof we are glad. End of quote. The Lord, all caps, has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. That's written in Psalm 126, verse 3. But get this right here. That's not the end of the story. Lord, all caps, goes on to say in John chapter 14, verse 12, verily, verily, quote, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, says the Lord God, when he comes, will do greater works than he himself has done, even with the AZB/KJV. You want to chew on that for a moment? That's what the papacy says, that the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy Elhart, will do greater works than Lord All Caps himself has done. Get this. Lord All Caps mentions things in AVB, but does not give any substance on those things. The man, Tommy Elhart, gives substance to the things Lord All Caps has only mentioned. Lord All Caps mentions substance. The man, Tommy Elhart, gives substance to things mentioned by Lord All Caps. Lord All Caps has said, the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, who has come, will do greater works than those of his own in the AVB. Plus, the man, Tommy Elhart, has shown to the people the works of Lord All Caps in the AVB. And the evidence of that is, again, and you say it for me. Did you say Lawmaster Archives? If you did, you're correct. The evidence of that is in Lawmaster Archives. Lawmaster Archives is very important. It contains valuable information. It contains crucial, pertinent, relevant information. Can you think of other words? Lord All Caps has admitted that the works of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, are greater works than those of his own in the AVB/KJV. Don't ever forget that. Write it down. Put it on a plaque on your wall. Lord God, Tommy Elhart's works are greater than the papacy's works in the AVB/KJV. Wow. Lord All Caps admitted that. I just read it to you. He spoke of his works, and he spoke of who is found, the works of the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy Elhart. And he says, that man, his works will be greater, not equal to, but greater than those of his own in the AZB/KJV. That's saying a lot. That's saying a whole lot about the man, Tommy Elhart, who has done the things the AVB, Lord All Caps, the papacy, has said in the AVB that the Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, will do when he comes. Okay. Now, to get this information, you have to listen. But guess what? You can go to long after time of day and listen to any episode, listen to any of the 431 episodes whenever you get ready. Isn't that something? Black people need to know this information. Of course the papacy and Gentiles need to know it. But black people need to know it, to know it for themselves. I hope black people do not think that information in Lawmaster Archives is not important to the papacy and the Gentiles. I hope black people understand that. Okay? I hope they understand that, that this information is important to them, just like the Bible is, the works of the Lord, all caps, in the AVB, are so important to the Gentiles that they have found a way to keep blacks from getting into that, into the knowledge of that, or coming into the knowledge of the things that are in the AVB. But the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has gained access and insight into Lord All Caps works in the AVB/KJV. Lord All Caps works in the AVB were not so hard, they were not so abstruse that the Lord God Tommy L. Hart could not penetrate and capture them and get an understanding of them and place them in Lawmaster Archives. There we go again. That's really something. That's really something, people. That's really something, black people. That's really something, Israelites, black people scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles, the United States of America being one of those nations, the UK being one of those nations. So, now they say to me, the papacy says to me in AVB, John 7, verse 4, they say to me, if thou do these things, show thyself to the world. And I've spoken of the things that I've done. Okay? So you should know that. You should know what I've done and what things are being spoken of here. Then show thyself to the world. Make yourself known to the world. I've made myself known to the papacy, the Gentiles, and black people. Okay? They tell me here in this statement to identify myself, manifest myself, make known who I am. Tell them my name, Tommy L. Hart, the doer of the works the Bible attributes to the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. He does the works, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. So, I'm obeying that statement, that command. If thou do these things, what things? All things. And I have done all things. If thou doest these things, show thyself to the world. In the book of Psalm, they say to me, to showing myself, they simply say, show thyself. That means make myself known. So when I speak about myself and what I've done and all, I'm making myself known. I am obeying commandments, two commandments, one in Psalm and one here in John. Okay? Show thyself to the world. Make yourself known. Tell us your name, which they tell me in those words throughout the Bible. Who are you? What is your name? They ask me. Okay? So that the things that I'm doing, I'm obeying commandments. That's what I'm doing. That's what the Lord God Tommy L. Hart does. He obeys commandments in the Bible. Are you obeying any commandments in the Bible? Go to Lawmaster Archives and find out what you are to do. Lawmaster Archives will show you what you are to be believing. Because you've been given a false faith. Black people, Israelites scattered abroad. You've been tricked. You've been duped, okay? But you can overcome it. Go to Lawmaster Archives. Go to Lawmaster Archives and do what this commandment says. Believe the works. Believe the works of the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. I show myself. The statement in Psalm 94, verse 1 says, O Lord God, that Lord is written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Okay, Tommy O'Hart. O Lord God, to whom belongeth vengeance. O God, to whom belongeth vengeance, show thyself. Make yourself known. Says the same thing, in essence, that John 7, verse 4 says. Show thyself to the world. Show thyself. Make yourself known. Okay. Luke 4:22 says to me, it says Lord, and notice how that Lord is written, capital L, lowercase R-D. It is done as thou hast commanded. It is not done as I have commanded, because I commanded Pope Francis to come to me on a specific date. June 13, 2017, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, and Pope Francis did not appear. He failed to appear before God. The man, Tommy L. Hart, failure to appear. He didn't obey. Pope Francis is a disobeyer. He is a disobeyer of Scripture, as well as the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He is a disobeyer of Scripture. That's very important. Pope Francis has shown himself to be an unrighteous man. He breaks the law. And if you know what's in the Bible, if you followed me, you know what law he's broken. Okay, so in that instance there, with regard to Pope Francis coming to surrender himself to the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, he has not obeyed my commandment when I call him, come to me. Okay. What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? What seest thou? Jeremiah 1, verse 11. What seest thou? The papacy asked me. Remember the statement in Revelation 1:19? Write the things which thou hast seen and the things which thou hast heard. No, it doesn't say that. Write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are and the things which shall be hereafter. And then in this statement we have Genesis 20, verse 10, what sawest thou? No, in Jeremiah 1:11, what seest thou? And in Amos 8, verse 2, again, they ask me, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, what seest thou? In Psalm 139, verse 16, they themselves say, the papal statement says, to me, thine eyes did see. We go back to Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance. Huh? Faith is the substance. Thine eyes did see my substance. I saw this substance. Let's move on. Luke 5, verse 20 says, about the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. It says, he saw their faith. The question is, what seest thou? And the statement, the command is, write the things which thou hast seen. And they say here, he saw their faith. Thine eyes, they say to me, did see my substance. The substance is faith. The substance is faith. As identified in Luke 5, verse 20, he saw their faith. Okay? How did it get to Lawmaster Archives? I first had to see it. I first had to understand it. I first had to have knowledge of it. I had to see it. Okay? And I put it in Lawmaster Archives. Proverbs 8, verse 32. Okay, John 3, verse 32. It says, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifies. I speak to the things that I have seen in the AVB and heard in the AVB. Okay. Now, what is seen and heard? He saw their faith. Look at this right here, Galatians 3:21. It says, before faith came, there was a time before faith. When did faith arrive here? Faith got here, or began to get here several years ago when I began teaching on the things that constitute faith, one at a time. But during that time, I was teaching on faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I, you know, spoke clearly on the things that are hoped for in the Bible. Okay. Faith came after the coming of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. During the time of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, life on earth. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has become the author of Your Faith, Papacy, Gentiles. I have other things here. Proverbs 8:33, I began to say, hear my instruction and be wise and refuse it not. What's an instruction? What is an instruction like in AVB? Well, the statement that says, Revelation 1:19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. That's an instruction. An instruction to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. An instruction is like that written in Isaiah 41, verses 22 through 23, that say, show us what shall happen. Show the former things what they be, that we may consider them. Declare us things to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter. That's an instruction, isn't it? It is an instruction to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And some of you may have heard this statement, this Bible statement that says, do all things. That is an instruction. What does the AVB say to me? It says, hear my instruction and be wise and refuse it not. I have not refused Lord Allcap's instructions. I have not refused the instructions that have come down from Lord Allcap's to me via the AVB. I have not refused the instructions. Okay? I have carried out Lord Allcap's instructions. I have carried out the papacy's instructions. Okay? I will read this, and then I will close out this thing. I began reading it earlier. I did not complete it. When we speak of faith, we are speaking of the things not seen. When we speak of the things not seen, we are speaking of the things that are wanting. When we speak of the things that are wanting, we are speaking of the secret things. When we speak of the secret things, we are speaking of the hidden things. when we speak of the hidden things, we're speaking of the things that are to come. When we speak of the things that are to come, we are speaking of faith. When we speak of faith, we are speaking of greater works. Remember, I pointed out, Lord, all caps, greater works than those of the papacy. When we speak of greater works, we are speaking of the things which God has prepared. Tommy L. Hart, that is. When we speak of things which Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has prepared, we are speaking of the things which are. Remember Revelation 1:19? When we speak of the things which are, we are speaking of things which were to come. When we speak of things which were to come, we are speaking of the good things to come. When we speak of all the above things, we are speaking of the faith which is now revealed. Remember the statement, Galatians 3:23 of faith? It speaks about the faith which should afterward be revealed. That faith is now revealed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And you can see that faith in the Lawmaster Archives. And that faith which is now revealed is done so by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So we see clearly that the AVB term faith encompasses a lot. And I didn't mention that when we speak of faith, we're speaking of the things that were hoped for. Hebrews 11:1. The things that were hoped for in the AVB have been provided in Lawmaster Archives by the AVB's Lord and God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Join me next time.